Harper, Walter. San Francisco, California, November 9, 1906. Brother Walter Harper, I wish to say a few words to you. I placed the wrong copy of a special testimony in your hands. The one I supposed I had let you have, written to Elder Butler, was one that could be freely circulated anywhere. But special testimonies that deal in special subjects are not to be brought out before any and every party. I suppose this that is in your hands is my special personal property, and matter that mentions names should not go into your hands. Now please return that private copy to me, and let it not be made public. Some matters in it concern my son, W.C. White. I have not placed it in his hands yet. He knows it not. I have kept it private 25 years, and it is not doing justice to myself or to him to make it public. I made a mistake and placed in your hands the letter I had written to Elder Butler, which should not have been done. W.C. White has not had this matter placed before him, and Elder Knox's name is mentioned in some writings. I did not suppose I put these into your hands. All I can say is, enjoin on all who have read this matter or heard it read, that it is too sacred a matter to be treated as common property at this period of time. It may have to come, but it is not to be made known at present. Will you return these copies to me as soon as possible, and do not read this matter to anyone? A sister from Calistoga has sent to me for a letter written to Elder Butler. They wanted a copy of it. Please do not circulate that copy. Return it to me at once. There is a letter I will let you have, which I supposed was the one you now have, but please to keep these letters to yourself. When I see them, and understand what I have done in mistake, then I will send you letters that would not do any harm to be circulated. Now will you please to strictly heed my request? I can write no more now. It is near the Sabbath, and I must close up this matter. Brother Walter Harper, that discourse given in the Congregational Church was free for you to read and let others read. But the personal letter to Elder Butler was not designed to be made public. Return it to me if you please, and keep no copy of the same. I will expect this to be done.